Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 66. And currently it is 33 with clear skies in Raytown.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Feeling good, D. Feeling like I need to get right. I need a little get it right in my life, D.
We all do.
And then we got Dr. Latanya with some health advice for your mental and your physical. That's on the 9 o'clock hour.
Of course. And the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Actor and director Christian Keys accuses Tyler Perry of trying to steal his show, All the Queen's Men, which is over on BET Plus. And Monica speaks on moving genuinely throughout her career.
I think we all could use a little advice with that, but it all the first one. Come on, hump it out. Ooh, I'm still humping at 26. Hump it out, come
yikes,
on.
Pause.
Hump it out, come on.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Do the Humpty Hump,
come on. I do the Humpty Hump, do the Humpty Hump. Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation,
sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's easy to cheat on yourself. Be careful not to do it. No one else is looking over your shoulder to make sure you honor your commitments to yourself. So it's up to you to be diligent about doing so. Sure, you can let yourself off the hook anytime you choose. You can buy into your own realizations without even the slightest pushback. Yet, in doing so, you're only hurting yourself. And you really don't want to do that. Be steadfast about what you demand of yourself. Don't let yourself get away with cheating, even when no one else will ever know. You'll know, and you'll be disappointed. And the quality of your life will take a hit. So stand firm, do what you promise yourself, and be every bit the great person you intend to be. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 34 with clear skies at Swope Park. Singer Monica speaks on focusing on her craft and not the accolades.
And I was able to really enjoy my career because I didn't have any expectations. I was not looking at stats. I was not worried about awards. I'm actually a person that for all the records I've broken, I really have never won any awards. I'm really the most forgotten if you think about it. I'm pretty much the underdog, but I sit very comfortably in it because I can still go where I want, do what I want, live how I want.
I think I can agree with that. I feel like it was a lot of people around her time. Of course, you know, Brandy, Maya, and I mean, I guess a little bit of Aaliyah was kind of intertwined when they were coming out. And
oh, no, they all came out at the same time, and yeah, they was all hot at the same time. Mm-hmm. They all came out late 94, early 95, Brandy, Monica, and Aaliyah.
Yeah, and I feel like Brandy gets her her flowers a lot more. And I mean, I love Brandy real bad. Like, I mean, she's done a lot of things outside of music. But Monica, I mean, when you think about them hits that she done gave us, she ain't lying.
So here's the thing. Nobody was thinking about or talking about numbers how they are now, because that seems to be what people, you know, want to brag on when it comes to the internet or whatever. But, you know, back then in the 90s, is your music hot or not? Mm-hmm. It was as simple as that. So,
yeah. Well, T.I., he's discussing AI and what he really feels like AI should really be focused to help.
I think AI should be kind of used for parts, occupations where there is zero margin for error, like heart surgeons, pilots, drive without having to rest, without having, you know what I mean? I think those are the things.
We've talked about this on this show before, because I feel like we both have said the same thing is, let's leave AI for the good. Let's help the heart surgeons. Let's help these people. So, but he also spoke a little bit more on music and how he thought it was going to be a bad thing. But after a couple conversations with Dr. Dre, he sees as how it'll be positive for the culture of music. So there's that. AI's been in the works of songs that have been on the radio. Do we know about them? No. But it has always existed. But now it's just more, I believe, accepted. So,
hey, man, look, no matter what industry you in, what line of business you in, you better get used to AI and what it can provide and use it as a positive, not a negative. That's the only way you can do it, man. That's the only way you're going to fight it. Yeah. If you want to stay in big business, if you want to, I don't know, make some kind of commerce in the future, you got to think ahead. You got to have foresight.
You do.
And this is where it's at, man. Yeah. We should have saw this 20 years ago and stopped it.
It's the stopped it part. Who's gonna do that?
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jam.
Legislation was pre-filed this week in the Kansas Senate that will require school districts to ban personal electronic devices during the school day, D. Now, the phone-free school push is a national effort, and this has been a hot topic on both sides of the state line. Missouri lawmakers passed legislation banning student use of cell phones until the end of the school day last year. And this Senate Bill 302, requires school districts to adopt policies prohibiting cell phone use by students during class. And the policies must prohibit students from using or accessing personal electronic communication devices during instructional time. Require that all personal electronic communication devices be turned off and securely stored away from the student in an inaccessible location during class. Authorize students to not bring phones to school by leaving them at home or in a vehicle. Good luck with that. Set disciplinary procedures for violations of cell phone policies and only allow student cell phone use during instructional time if it's required for individualized education, a 504 plan approved by a physician as a medical necessity. So lawmakers expect this bill to pass the Senate in January with 28 co-sponsors and more than 2/3 majority. Then it will be sent to the House of Representatives.
Ooh, interesting. I really wonder how effective these type of policies are. Because, you know, I've mentioned before how when I was in school, I mean, we had iPads. We had phones and all of that, too. And we got around certain things, but we weren't abusing it. So I know the teachers are happy, you know, but at the same time, the parents and our youth out there, I'm sure they trying to figure out, like, leave my phone where?
In this day and age, man, with all type of tomfoolery going around everywhere, including in the schools, good luck with that.
Good luck with which portion?
I don't think that a full ban on cell phones is going to go over right with the parents. Forget the kids, it's the parents. Like, I need to be in contact with my child. Let's say you got a child that's a sophomore in high school, but they have to work for the household. Mm-hmm. You think they're going to go all day without a phone? They got to let their parents know
even
where they are.
Even if they wasn't working, you think anybody going to go without their phone?
Man, the rules is going to be the rules. So,
yeah, I mean, going to be in that back pocket.
So, yeah, We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
The 17th annual Kansas City Restaurant Week kicks off this Friday and runs through Sunday, January 18th. Indeed, there are over 250 restaurants participating. It's the most ever, and there is something for everybody, whether that be a new spot or an old favorite. Plus, your cuisine goes toward a cause. Participating restaurants, they give 10% of the proceeds to three local causes, D. The Greater KC Restaurant Association Educational Foundation, the Visit KC Foundation, and the featured charity partner, Restart Inc. They were named the 2026 Charity Partner for Restaurant Week this week. So,
yeah.
There are plenty of options to go to. Dee, do you got anything circled out on your calendar that you want to visit for Restaurant Week?
You know, I haven't checked out the full list yet, but the one place that I'm thinking about stopping by is Genya Ramen. It's a bar. It's over in Overland Park, and we're actually giving away a $50 gift card today on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Mm. So that's at the top of my list right now. So listen up to the cousins that want to try something different, or maybe you've been to Genya Ramen Bar before and you want to go back. That $50 gift card could all be yours. Just make sure you listen in for, you know, that solicit.
Trying to look at the list of some of the restaurants. I see Boss Lady's Famous Shrimp is on there.
Okay. I've seen that spot before. You know, I don't do seafood, so unfortunately.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry about that.
I'm picky. Yeah. Picky.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, your 80s hip hop bag. Okay.
We're gonna leave it right there.
Jay Rieger and Company, they're involved in Restaurant Week. Thai Orchid, they're involved. I don't know. I'm about to
Maybe we gotta try something different.
I'm about to spend a little money.
Yeah.
Donate to a charity or something.
Mm-hmm.
KC Restaurant Week kicks off Friday, y'all. So put your good draws on. And go out and spend a night on the town.
Yeah.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnett J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam. Get your music on.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping that app, man, and checking out Hustle and Shine in the Morning, making us a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you so much. Because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Trey Nelson, Stephanie Meyer, Siante Brown, Rashida Logan. Who else we got on this line? Rich Harris. As always, we appreciate you so much. Happy hump day to all the teachers at Whittier. Prince Warren turns 10 years old today. So happy birthday, little cousin. Also, shout out to Dad's Little Girls, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, and shout out to Daniel Vett. Big love to all the cousins that always are hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate y'all, as always.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 on your time. It's a high of 66, and currently it is 37 with clear skies at Hogan Prep Academy. Actor Christian Keys is accusing Tyler Perry of trying to steal his creative buyout credit for his hit show, All the Queen's Men.
I wrote the whole season, but as soon as he popped in, and now it's 20 episodes, and here's the next 16 after that. I didn't get a chance to contribute, so that's when it got real weird. He was like, oh, this is the hottest thing over here. Ain't nobody checking on that show. Ain't nobody worried about that show. I got to put my name on something that ain't mine. And season 2 and season 3 is when All the Queen's Men got weird.
Now, Christian Keys also added that All the Queen's Men, which is a really good show, it's on BET+. Eva Marcille is the lead actress, nor as Madam on the show. It will be moving channels. So I don't know what channel is going to be on next, but after this final season, it will be moving. But that leads to the conversation. Do you feel like, KC, you work with someone who micromanages? I'm curious.
Oh, my gosh.
I already saw some cousins on Facebook say yes. One of our cousins, Garrett, said, all of my coworkers think they are in charge.
No!
Goes on to say, I ignore them and the manager.
No!
I know, that's right. That's my type.
Ain't nobody finna disrespect my piece.
Yeah, he think he me.
And then also, Kiara Jenkins said, yes, unfortunately, they think I be listening to them, but one ear out the other. Uh-oh. Most of...
they say a couple words right there.
Most of them... talk isn't right at all. So, you know, a couple typos in there might be, you know, but
leave me the hell alone.
Nobody likes anybody hovering over their shoulder. That's just real.
This is me to any supervisor or manager.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
In other news, Jill Scott, she sat down for... she's been doing a full-on PR run. I just want to say I love Jill Scott, by the way. Her music is phenomenal.
Me too.
But she shares her growth and boundaries on having people in her space.
I have learned this, that I only rock with people who've been loved. If you haven't been loved, we're not going to relate to each other at all. And if we can't relate to each other on that one thing, you're dangerous to me. I cannot, and I will not. I'm 53 now, so this age has been like a click, like a light switch. And I am a ninja when it comes to excusing people from my life.
Me too.
That's real. Because I feel like if it's certain things you haven't experienced, we might not be able to even relate. Or you might be, like she said, a danger to me. If you got a whole nother mindset, you might be a little sketch. That's real.
Yeah, my bad, man. I know I'm sketch.
You're not sketch.
I've never been loved.
That's cap.
No, it ain't.
That is very much cap. You say anything.
You ain't lying, bro.
I ain't lying.
Mark, cut his mic.
You ain't never lying.
Why you wanna cut my mic? Because I'm telling the truth.
You're not telling the truth.
That's you cap. Ain't lying.
There's somebody listening right now. Be shining. What? We love you. Be shining. Like, come on.
I love you too. But yeah. I know you're lying.
Never lying.
I hope so.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, one west side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You did.
I stumbled across this story, and I just thought it was so interesting because, I don't know, it's crazy stuff we see in the news all the time. But, B, there was a story about a Kentucky man who was arrested for stealing his ex-girlfriend's car while she gave birth. It just seemed like a very interesting story. That's crazy. I'm gonna say it one more time, cousins. A Kentucky man was arrested for stealing his ex-girlfriend's car. Not just doing that, but while she gave birth. So that leads me.
I beg your pardon,
cousins. What's the pettiest thing an ex ever did to you? I'm so curious at this point. 816-540-1033. Give us a call right now and let us know what's the pettiest thing your ex has ever done. You got any stories? I'm
trying to think in my Rolodex right now.
Player.
Stop.
What?
Don't put that on me.
I feel like why you go through your Rolodex because there's so many.
No, it's not.
I'm joking.
Don't do that.
You would have did that to me.
In my dating days, I never got in too deep.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I would put my toe in the water. I wouldn't put my whole leg
you
in the water.
You wouldn't jump in that. But, you know, that's the part of why people get petty, because you don't have to really get to that point. Because I felt like the same way. I wasn't in too deep with anybody for real, but let them tell it.
What is something that they would do? Like, would that keep your hoodies?
I've been blocked. Do something. That's regular.
Please.
I'm like, I'm not
block
reaching
me,
out.
Please, thank you for blocking me.
I feel like that's a little bit petty when it's like, you know, unnecessary. So that's what I look at as petty, is things that are just unnecessary.
Well, they do something to your parents.
That's too crazy.
Let's see.
That would be insane.
Oh, I think I did have an ex. I think I cannot confirm this, but I'm highly suspicious that somebody threw a rock through one of my windows. I'm highly suspicious of that.
I haven't had any of my property damage before.
Yeah, that will. I'll leave it at that.
And I had some pop ups and some notes left on cars and, you know, these type of things.
Oh,
one of my cousins, Jackie, said, this man turned my push to start car off while we were driving because I didn't want to be with him. Cousin, that is insane.
Cousin, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You can do that? I thought you had to put the brake down.
I thought that, bro, that is.
That's insane.
That'll mess up your transmission.
Oh, my gosh.
Check engine light will be on for the next year. Oh, boy. That's not petty. That's. I got to pull over and steal on you or something.
816-540-1033.
Not really. It's a joke.
Right. We know. Give us a call right now. 816-540-1033. What's the pettiest thing an ex has ever done to you?
My
baby daddy basically put my adult toys on a grill.
Ooh. On the grill?
On the grill.
Why was he so salty?
Because he was cheating, and then, you know, he thought I was doing the same thing, but I don't do them. I don't do that type of stuff.
So he just grabbed the rose and just threw it on the grill.
It was an actual thing.
Oh.
It was the rose.
That's crazy.
Extra seasoning. Yeah, for
that
the
mug was melted, right.
Oh, no. Did you salvage him?
Hell no.
I know that was smelling crazy.
Oh, no.
That's about the pettiest, because it's like, you don't want me, for real.
That is crazy.
I want your unhappiness.
I can't even get no fake stuff. He said you can't get nothing.
That's insane, yeah. Petty, no. Petty, petty.
No meat for you.
Very mental. He's in jail now, so... he ain't right in the brain.
We going to keep you anonymous.
Please do. It's embarrassing.
Well, we appreciate you sharing, cousin.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
The first thing my ex did to me was shave my eyebrows.
Like while you asleep or something?
Yes, yes.
Wait, what was the reason?
What did you do?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what you did. Stop. Nah, you know what you did.
I don't know.
You know what you did.
He didn't want me to go pick up my car. My car was broke down and I would have got my car.
Ain't no shave eyebrows going to stop me from getting my car. What did you do?
Yeah. I went and got my car. He didn't want me to have my car.
Oh, so he was hating on you being outside or doing anything outside of
him. His name Jody?
Yeah, basically.
Controlling. You got to watch out for them.
You got to dig a little deeper than shave eyebrows.
That's right, my ex.
Yeah, you got to do something else.
He said my eyebrows were shaved. He said, I wouldn't shave your eyebrows. I like your eyebrows.
So he lied about it.
Look up the table. They're gone.
Oh. Did they come back?
Yeah, how long did it take you to grow them back?
I don't know.
You know, eyebrow hair take a long time to get back.
Yeah, it takes a while.
You better go over to Turkey. All right, cousin. We appreciate you for sharing that.
Have a good one.
You too.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay, we like that.
Today's phrase is going out sad. Mm. Have you heard that before, B?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is the act of saying or doing multiple things, typically in a short period of time, that are sad, humiliating, embarrassing, or things that just simply make others not want to be around you. a little example, maybe you going out, you know, night on the town. You're like, oh, it's KC restaurant week. You know, me and my people, we about to go out. Maybe you the wing woman or the wing man. And your friend seems to have no game. And maybe they steady pushing up on somebody and you can tell from a distance it ain't working out.
Oh, girl.
And then instead of them accepting that defeat, they keep at it.
Mm.
And at that point in your head, you start to say, little man is going outside.
Okay, we like that.
That's a perfect example of what going outside is. And of course, with this new year, we don't want to go outside. You don't want to see your friends, your family members, your colleagues go outside. So you might tap somebody on the shoulder when you see it and say, I think it's time you give it up.
Yeah, baby.
That could also just be maybe somebody just doesn't realize it's time for them to step away from something, or it could be anything. Sometimes you got to let people know that they're going outside.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. You don't need to take everybody else with you.
Like Juwan Taylor going outside for the Chiefs.
Hello. How did he go outside? What did he do?
Oh, just
that
exist.
That was the one that was always getting the flags, right?
Yeah, he's done. His career in Kansas City's over.
I didn't even see no flags the last five games.
Well, he ain't played. So.
Okay. That makes some sense.
Yeah, so... What's another one I can come up with?
Yeah, so a few people that I feel like on our team that
Nicki
went outside.
Minaj. Oh, boy. You talk about going outside.
You feel me?
You know, some people might say that.
Mm.
Some people might also say
that
the same.
Train has left the station.
For Cardi B. So it is being...
Why do you have to mention her every day? Ain't nobody said nothing about her.
Well, you introduced the conversation of rappers, so that's the top of mind because of Stephon Diggs. You know, we just talked about it yesterday. It's just top of mind. That's all. A lot of people just going outside news. So don't go outside. If you see somebody that you love and care for and you feel like that they're doing that, tap them on the shoulder. Say, please. reevaluate yourself because you're going outside.
Nicki Minaj and that new feature she's going to have with Erica Kirk on the way.
Oh. Mm.
New album, Turning Point USA, on the way from Nicki Minaj, y'all.
Yikes.
Ow.
That's the, what's the word? I like the end.
Hi.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826, high of 66. Currently, it is 36 with sunny skies at Hickman Mills Middle. Chili from TLC speaks on possibly a farewell tour, but it is something slightly in the way of that happening.
I would love to tour until we're like 80, but Tion doesn't want to. She's just like, no. So, you know, and I'm in a group. So, you know, that's where the compromises have to be met. But it's funny because we're already kind of like starting to talk about ideas and things like that. And obviously, I mean, a farewell tour has got to be very, very special and something that our fans have never seen.
There have been people that's been touring for a very long time. We'd love 80. To see them.
Without Left Eye? 80.
I mean, she's been gone for, you know, a very long time.
I know, but like, what are we talking about?
I mean,
she's a third of the group.
Yeah, but like, considering a lot of these male groups have continued on and they've added different people.
I don't see Migos continuing on.
I mean, I'm talking about like R&B groups, not
who,
rap groups.
Who died and they kept going?
A couple of
intro stop when they singer died. Who?
A couple of the groups that have been at the Hot Dog Fest, those type of groups, the oldies. So I'm not 100% sure on some of the names, but I know some of them because I looked it up and I saw it was like some people that was 40 and 30. I was like, oh,
D,
years old.
D, it's not the same. That's a band. This is a little different. 80? Nah. Stop.
It's a three-person group.
Stop, TC. Stop.
What are they supposed to?
I'm leaving out the L.
I get it.
Stop, TC.
I get it.
Stop.
They trying to make their money. They got to do what they got to do. Speaking about got to do what they got to do, a New York judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by Misa Hylton against Mary J. Blige. We spoke about this maybe a couple months back.
Oh, wow. They was homegirls, too.
Yeah, they were. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, Blige and her attorney successfully argued for the case to be thrown out. The dismissal was issued without prejudice, meaning Hylton technically has the option to refile or pursue sanctions. Though she has not taken any further action so far.
This is Justin Combs' mother, y'all. Mm-hmm. And if you look back in those early Bad Boy videos, the young lady with the blonde hair, mm-hmm, that was always in the music videos, yeah, that's her.
Yeah. So there's that. Hopefully they mend their friendship. That's that might crazy. Be out the window
nah,
at this point.
Nah, it's done. Nah.
That, I mean, Usher got a lawsuit going on with one of his friends as well. So
Mary J. Blige is a Capricorn. It's
so you mean it's
over.
Up and it's stuck.
It is old.
Crispy chicken.
Burn. Yeah, exactly.
My divorce.
How about that?
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those disciplined, reserved, and reliable Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Lamar Tate. A big happy birthday to film actor known for his role on One-on-One. Happy birthday, Robert Richard. Sending over birthday love to actor currently known for his role in The Family Business on BET. Happy birthday to Stephen Williams. A happy heavenly birthday to actress and dancer Butterfly McQueen. Happy heavenly birthday to author, filmmaker, and anthropologist Zora Neale Hurston. And last but not least, sending over some major birthday love to our little niece, the daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z. Happy birthday, Blue Ivy Carter.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Alex Salvato, Tia Koki, and Tony Parker Jr. Happy birthday, Lauren McLaughlin, Miranda Iger, and Ryan D. Luna Sr. Plus, sending birthday love to Nikki Nicole and everybody else born on January 7th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Happy
birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is your boy Jermaine. What's going down in the town?
What's going on?
You know I'm chilling like a villain.
What that check engine light looking like?
Man, you already know it's on.
Damn.
You worried about it, or it's like it's just on and you know you good?
Yeah, that's right, sis. You got it.
He don't know, D.
He know his car. All right, Jermaine, we got a shot to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Genuine Ramen Bar during KC Restaurant Week. You got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
You know it.
I want to talk back to her, make love to her. I want to hear you scream my name.
Bedroom, bubble, our bodies dripping wet. I'm glad you dripping new gum into my head. On the bedroom, bubble, our bodies dripping wet.
We can do it anywhere. That's good enough right there.
Hey! There you go, cousin. You was feeling that a little too much, weren't you?
You know it, man. You know I'm an 80s baby.
You done took hump day to a whole new meaning. All right, Jermaine, you getting that $50 gift card to Genuine Ramen Bar. If you could take somebody with you, who would it be?
I'm going to take my grandmother. Hey!
Oh, that's a really wise answer. I see what you did there, though.
Real player, no another player. It's all good.
Hi.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.
Shut up, Brian.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that there are two pains in life? The pain of discipline and the pain of regret? Since we tend to spend a lot of time with regrets, let's focus on tips to discipline ourselves with psychology today. 1. Prioritize your emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical health. Consider how you are feeding your heart, mind, body, and soul by setting healthy boundaries with individuals who may be contributing to repeated heartache and negativity. Consider committing to a medically approved exercise routine, 7 to 9 hours of sleep, hydration, and the elimination of foods that are unhealthy for you. 2. Consider meditation or prayer. This can help reduce stress and anxiety by unplugging from the external world. 3. Engage in healthy coping activities such as community service, sports, board or card games, or breathing exercises. This can keep you grounded. So let's stay disciplined. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.